Hey everybody, here's your weekly energetic check-in for October 31st to November 6th. So happy Halloween. It is Halloween today, and I guess if you've got little ones, you're going to be getting ready for that. It's funny because our children are all grown now, right? They're all, we have 19, 17, 15, and they're not trick-or-treating anymore. And this weekend we got, you know, Tom and I were able to see a lot of people with their children in their costumes. And it's funny how, as a parent, there are certain memories that kind of stick to you. And I can literally almost go back in time to like every Halloween and recall a memory from that, because it was such a significant time for the kids, because they were so excited about it. And, you know, as parents, one of the cool things about having children is that we get to re-experience all of that excitement that we tend to lose when we get so busy with adulting. And so, of course, you know, it was always a big deal in our family. You know, we did the costumes and the decorating and the pumpkins and the candy and all of the fun stuff. And I think my kids probably, you know, those two date, you know, Halloween and Thanksgiving, or Christmas and Thanksgiving too, but Christmas were like big days for them. And so it's funny now how when Halloween comes and it's, you know, we don't have that kind of excitement around it anymore. The kids don't either. They don't have it anymore either. So I guess we'll have to wait until we start to have grandchildren for that stuff to come back. But what I wanted to say about Halloween, because, you know, of course, when we talk about this time of year, there's an actual significance to the energy that's happening. And I'm not talking about the dressing up in costume and going and getting candy, because of course that was, you know, created, that was all marketing, right? But I'm talking about you'll see a lot of people posting about the Celtic day of Samhain. That's today. When you think about it, it has a lot of energy around witches and, you know, darkness and shadow people and all of that. And I mean, traditionally, the energy on today was really about seasonal changing, right? There was that change that happens. But it's interesting because, you know, as somebody who is a medium, and this is where people don't understand all the time, because there's a big difference between psychics and mediums. And so, although, you know, most mediums are psychic, not all psychics are mediums. And the difference between a medium is somebody who can actually feel the energetic beings in other realms. So meaning, you know, easily, you know, your loved ones in spirit, we have the ability to feel souls that have passed over. And so it's very interesting, because in the whole entire month of October, that veil is actually very, very thin between realms. And so somebody who's a medium, it's very active. Like there's a lot of spirit energy around me in the month of October, and there always has been. And it's interesting because I can look back on Halloween's, like, remember, because I'm, you know, recalling the memories from being with my kids, I can look back on those Halloween's and I can remember this is before, because remember, I haven't always been doing mediumship. So it wasn't until around, 2008 that my kind of like, you know, awakening into doing everything that I'm doing and everything that I've learned started around that time. So it's not like I've been doing it since the beginning of time. I haven't. And so back then, you know, prior to me understanding that I am a medium and that stuff that I was feeling or the stuff that I can pick up was the spirit world, I had no idea what it was. And every Halloween, I would get this like really intense feeling of like being out of sorts. And I can, you know, it's funny because I can remember years where thinking, oh, it's because I've been eating too many of those little chocolate bars and they're making me, the sugar is too much for me and then they're not good for me. And that's why I'm feeling like I'm feeling. But I know now it's what happens is the veil becomes very, very thin. And so what I'm feeling is you kind of feel like you're in between worlds. And so I have to tell you, the whole entire month of October has been a little bit of that, but really kind of like the second half of it has been so intense. And for me, that's I've been, you know, dealing with the dizziness. Knock on wood, haven't had another vertigo attack since the 22nd, but the dizziness still is there, but it's intense, like really, really intense this particular year. And I'm not sure why, other than I do know that the veil is very, very thin. And so, of course, that's what I'm picking up on. I'm feeling all of that stuff. But there's something else that's going on and it hasn't been shared with me. I'm not getting the clarity on it. And so I'm having to resign myself to say, okay, it is what it is. You know, I know I'm not dying because otherwise I'd be dead already. But and then that they don't want me to know what it is, or they don't want me to wrap my head around it, or they don't want me to give thought to it. So I have to just do what I do and keep on supporting myself in the best way possible. But you guys may be noticing this too. For those of you that are energetically sensitive, you may be feeling like extra energy around you. And so it particularly on this day, here's the thing is when we talk about the energy of this, and you won't see a lot of it out there because you won't get a lot of people talking about it because people tend to stay away from the dark side of stuff. But remember, without the dark side, you can't appreciate the light. They come together. And so anytime that there is a significant energy portal that opens up, like today, there's a whole bunch of energy that's harnessed. And that means that there's potential for power, right? Power source, energy, all of that. And so this particular day and this particular time of year has also been used for the dark side, right? That, you know, whenever there's a, you know, big energy coming through, big energy portal, remember the light uses it. We use it because we know it's significant power, but the dark uses it as well. And so this day is, you know, very, there's always been a lot of very dark rituals done in this. The Cabal uses this time. We talk about the sacrificing. We talk about like there's, I'm not going to go into all of that because I don't go into that because I don't work in the dark. But have that acknowledgement that contrast of energy is what we feel sometimes during this time, right? We feel the light should be, this is a celebration of this time of the year. We're changing seasons. There's, you know, all of that. We should be feeling that there's the power, you know, that the good uses, that the good witches would tune into, like all of that. But there's also the opposing energy that's coming through as well. And that's, there's a whole bunch of dark shit happening. And especially on this planet, we have had, you know, little glimpses into this, for a very long time. Probably a lot of people have chosen not to look into it or hear about it or see about it. But there's a lot of dark stuff that is happening. And this time of year in particular is where that power is used. So if you're feeling kind of out of sorts a little bit, or you're feeling like a little bit of heaviness or, you know, like that, know that that could be that you're tuning into the energy that's happening, right? Like it's that dark energy exists on this planet in a big, very big, significant way. Like there's a lot of very dense, heavy energies, and a lot of, you know, yucky stuff that happens. So really, really pay attention to that. And of course, you know, how we counter that is we stay in the light, right? That's why I can talk about the dark stuff and I can, you know, have the awareness of it because I'm not going to stick my head in the sand and pretend that it doesn't exist because it does exist. because I need to have that awareness, because I need to know that I need to keep my frequency up. I need to know that I need to keep my energy clean. I need to know that I keep my heart centered open. I need to have that awareness so that I do all of that, so that I'm not falling into the lower frequencies, so that I'm not being taken over by energetic entities that are preying on people that when they're down, right? Like that's so having the awareness of it, but not being part of it, is really, really important. And it makes sense. You know, we talk about being the witness, right? We need to be the witness for things. We don't have to be the participant. We need to be the witness for it. So pay attention to that, you know, over the next little while. Of course, tonight is going to be the peak of the energy. We're going to see it start to dissipate over the next couple of days, which is good. Because then it's nice to kind of go out of this intensity for a while, for sure. We also have an interesting, so we've got a lot of stuff that's happening astrologically, right? So, you know, we talked about this a while ago, about how we have all of these planets that are going into retrograde. And so today is the last planet that's going in. And so that's Mars. So Mars has entered retrograde yesterday. And so we're going to feel this significantly because Mars is closest to Earth, right? We're neighbors, essentially, where that energy is very, very close to us. And so we're going to feel it in a really kind of profound way. It's like one of our neighbors is gone into retrograde. So it's going to have a direct effect on us. And so Mars is the planet that gives us drive, passion, action. It's the action planet. And so remember, when a planet goes into retrograde, it doesn't mean that it's going backwards, but it feels like the energy has shifted and changed in the opposite direction. And so all of that, we're going to feel different. So we're going to feel, the inability to control actions. We're going to see, and pay attention to this, because you'll see this come up in the news and on the media over this next little while. And even probably starting today, you're going to see a lot of uncontrolled anger happening on the planet. And so I'm really curious to see how this plays out with the whole Russian Ukraine, what kind of significant happens around that right now in this particular time, because when we talk about the frequency of anger, if you tune into the planet, oh my God, there's like, you know, there are certain places right now that's the entire frequency is all encompassing it. So see what comes up. It will be interesting to see what comes up in the news around that, like what significant happens around that. Now for us personally, we are going to be feeling like energetically off. We're just going to feel like a little bit, you know, like maybe, you know, when they say, well, did you wake up on the wrong side of the bed? We might be feeling like that a little bit. So in that also comes the tired, you know, feeling tired, even if you sleep. I'm sleeping really well. And I know that I'm still waking up in the morning and I'm feeling tired. Like I could go back to sleep and sleep another 10 hours. So we're going to feel that over the next little while as well. Part of that is also that we're still in eclipse season, right? So we're still in that eclipse portal, that energy, that gateway. And so part of that is that constricted energy. It's almost puts like a tight squeeze on everything. It kind of closes everything in. And so we're going to feel that energy amplified. It's still going to be happening. And so if you've been wondering kind of like where your mojo is gone, or where your flow has been, or where your, that's where it is. It's there. It's still in the portal eclipse, in the portal season there. And so that will, we've got that coming up on November 8th. That's the lunar eclipse. And so big, mark that date on your calendar, because it's probably a good day to stay home. So that will be on November 8th, and that's going to be the full moon, the blood moon. And so that's going to be our full moon in Taurus. So with that, we're going to have some major opportunities for breakthroughs. There's going to be like really big shifts spiritually. And when I felt into this about this, they're saying that it's going to be for a lot of us about establishing connections. And then they gave me the inner. So not necessarily like, you know, having more friends or bringing more people into your circle, but having that inner connection reestablished for you, which, you know, I feel is quite significant on here right now, especially with all of the growth and the change and everything that's been going on with us lately. I feel like that kind of inner connection's been disconnected or has been, you know, they tried to take it offline for us. And so it's interesting because they're just talking to me right now about showing me prayer. And so the act of praying or creating the intention when you do prayer through connection. And I think I've probably done this in some of my classes before, but they're giving this to you guys right now, so I'll trust that it means something for you. When you're doing your prayers, when you're saying prayers, I know, you know, we tend to only pray when something is wrong, right? We tend to only pray when we're like at the bottom, when we're reaching up for help, that's when we tend to pray. But if we realize that we can actually incorporate prayer into a daily basis, right, as establishing that connection, reestablishing that connection. But here's the important part of it. And this is something for me, too, that is, you know, changed over the times. And that's who I pray to, who I'm praying to, who I'm establishing that connection to. And so, you know, lots of times we can, you know, we call in the archangels, right? We work with the archangels. We call in some of the ascended masters. We work with the ascended masters. Some of you call in the galactic beings and ask for them for assistance. And so for when we're connecting, there's, you know, when we're connecting to God or source or whatever name you're going to give it, really feel into this, because I feel like this is going to be changing up for a lot of us in the sense of that connection, of who it is that we are connecting with. And one of the things that they're showing me is this, you know, the remembrance of when we're connecting with God, when we're connecting with source, it's not an outside source, it's inside, right? That's so the, you know, the energy source of God resides within us, because that's where we come from. That's who we are. That's, you know, that's the essence of who we are. And so I feel like, you know, there's a big part of the, you know, the disempowerment of us, the part of the programming that happens with us is that, you know, that divide, that great divide that they try to create, which, you know, brings in fear and disconnect. But, and, you know, and that can go back all the way to the beginning of the, you know, the very beginning of the church teachings of that, you know, we put God on an altar. He's this man up in the clouds, up in heaven, up in this, you know, that is here is this great being that exists out there, you know, like the Wizard of Oz behind the curtain. And then here we are, you know, millions and millions of miles away, all alone on our own. That programming happens, and that, you know, that programming has been instilled in us for a very long time. What they're showing me now, though, is that remembering that connection of source, every particle in our being, every particle of our soul is source. We are that source. We are that light. We are that energy. And so that, you know, just imagine what would happen if, you know, even half of the souls on this planet right now just had that knowing, that remembering that they are source, that they are God, that God resides within us, that magical frequency that animates our vehicles is in every single cell that we have. So meaning that I don't have to pray to an outside source. I don't have to go someplace to go and make that connection. I just have to close my eyes and have that remembering, having, you know, that knowing, that understanding. And as I do that, as I align with my source, as I align with that energy, that high vibrational frequency, it changes the energy. It changes the energy within me. It changes the energy out. It creates that ripple effect. And I feel like this is, you know, we're going to be needing to do this, having this realization more and more and more, because of course, you know, the massive shift that's taking place, the shift, the transition of this planet. and having just feel into that where you are on that, with your connection, with your understanding. When you're saying your prayers, when you're creating a prayer, does it feel like you're on a long distance call? Does it feel like you're talking out to some energy that you can't see or feel or know, but it's out there because people tell you it is? Is that how your prayer feels to you right now? And so if it does, then, call in your guides right now and ask them to come in and support you with this. Get them to, bring other insights, guidance into me that will help me with this, so that I can reestablish my connection. So I can reestablish that link with myself, with my higher self, with my source, with the God that's within me, to activate all of the God energy, all the source energy within me, so that my strength is better, so that my power is better, so that my clarity is better. And I feel like this is, again, they're talking about that coming online. I feel like this will be part of the coming online for everybody, bringing this all together. So do yourself a favor today. Take some time, create some time for prayer. It doesn't have to sound a certain way. It doesn't have to be pretty. It doesn't have to, prayer can be, sitting by yourself and allowing emotions to come up and allowing that to come up and, having a dialogue with it about it. It's the surrender energy, the asking for support, all of that coming together. So take some time today, because again, these energies are very, very powerful. So anchor into that energy, anchor into that power, and use the power of prayer. You try it, if you haven't been praying, then, maybe now is the time to bring that back into your practices. And if you have been praying, if you pray normally, maybe it's time to shake things up a little bit. Maybe it's time to get a little bit more centered, a little bit more grounded into who specifically you're praying to, who you're connecting with. So feel into that and see how that is supposed to go for you right now. What will be the most supportive thing for you to do right now through the power of prayer? Okay, so be prepared for the next little while here, especially until we go through that lunar eclipse, the slowdown. The slowdown energy is going to come through for us all. That's okay, because slowing down can be good. It really, really can. So honor that part of what you're feeling. Now, tomorrow is November 1st, and so that means that our new schedule will be coming out for the month of November. So watch your email on that. We're going to go and get those dates into the calendar. So that will include all of the lives that we're going to do. For our Soul Energy Monthly forecast, that date's going to be pushed back a little bit just because of scheduling with my schedule, but it will be in there. We'll get the date in there. And I feel like, we'll do some type of, it'll be a more of a webinar. And so what I'm going to do by that meaning is that, I'm going to teach something, which is probably going to be, we're going to do, cause I'm doing some deep diving into the dark night of the soul, which includes the shadow work and the mirror work and all of that. So I feel like we're going to do some work on that. I'm going to share that with you guys. And we'll do that webinar style. So meaning that you can show up to the live, you're not going to be on camera, nobody's going to see you. So you don't have to worry about that. It'll just be me that you're going to see. But we can make it interactive as well. So there can be, we can put the Q&A up there so you can ask questions. And then we can also do, I can bring you guys on screen live with me to do some one-on-one work if what I'm teaching you comes up and it feels like it is something that you want to explore on a little bit of a one-to-one. Okay, so pay attention to your emails. Check your emails, make sure that you're opening that and so that you can see those dates. And sending you guys huge, huge blessings. And try not to eat too many of those little tiny, tiny chocolate bars today. Okay, sending you guys huge blessings, and I will talk to you soon.